My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's get some burning questions for week one as we get ready for the NFL season from our producer, Darris Dameron. What's up, Darris?
Who will be the first NFL coach to be fired here in 2024?
I'm on record with Dennis Allen of the New Orleans Saints. I think Dennis Allen is on a red hot seat already. In fact, I was talking to our buddy Christian, who runs the delicious restaurant in the French Quarter, Brennan's, that you should all go to when you go down there. He'll take good care of you if you tell him Grant and Danny sent you. But he was telling me like people already want to bench Derek Carr and they want to fire Dennis Allen, and they haven't even played a game yet this season.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting pretty odd around here already. They play the Panthers. If they don't beat the Panthers pants off in the debut of Dave Canales this Sunday, Dennis Allen is already walking dead as far as I'm concerned. Then they play Dallas. Then they play Philly. I mean, there's a very real possibility they got the Chiefs after that, and the Bucks, the Falcons. I mean, they could start like 0-5, 0-6. So I'll say Dennis Allen.
So the other guys at the top of the favorites list, Robert Saleh, Mike McCarthy, Matt Eberflus. So I'm a believer in the Jets this year. I don't think Saleh's getting fired. Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones doesn't really fire coaches during temper tantrums. He let Jason Garrett clap on the sideline while doing nothing for a decade. Eberflus, I think Chicago's okay. Allen is probably my favorite, but for the sake of not just repeating, how about Brian Daboll of the Giants? They internally, I think incorrectly, by the way, seem to think they're going to be pretty decent. And maybe if they're not, maybe Dable's the guy that pays the price.
Who will be the first quarterback to be benched this season?
Oh, hello there. I would have said Sam Darnold had J.J. McCarthy not gotten hurt. But I'll say this is probably pretty boring. I think Jacoby Brissett. I think he gets a few weeks, and then it's Drake May's turn. Maybe that's a cop-out because it's really about the rookie. It's the kid. So I'll go with that, leaving a couple doors open for you.
Gardner Minshew.
There you go.
Let's say Aiden O'Connell gets the call in like week five or something like that. Raiders play the Chargers in week one. Minshew typically puts up okay numbers and his team is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year with Indianapolis, he was very fine. And the Colts actually played in week 18 in their 17th game for the division title against the Houston Texans. But I don't think the Raiders are very good. I think Antonio Pierce is an Aiden O'Connell guy. I think they honestly wanted him to win the job anyway. He was there as kind of a holdover previously. Minshew's the new hot noise, so they'll let him play a few weeks. They're going to lose a bunch, and then it'll be Aiden O'Connell's turn. I'll go with him.
All right, let's go with who will be the most impressive rookie after week one. Who do you think will be the most impressive rookie after week one?
So you're thinking QBs, Jaden against Tampa, Caleb Williams has Tennessee, which is somewhat favorable. Bo Nix, question mark? He had a great preseason, named the starter. He's taken on Seattle. Malik Nabers of the Giants is one of my sneaky, they put up huge number rookies this year against the Vikings secondary. I think that's sexy. Who's Marvin Harrison Jr. got? The Bills secondary. I'm going to say, let's say the Bears hang 30 on the Titans, win a game by 7, 10, something like that. Caleb Williams throws for 300 yards and a couple touchdowns, and everybody's praising him after the opener.
I think we forgot. We forgot that Marvin Harrison Jr. is special. With all the I'm not running for you or jogging for you or jumping for you or doing anything at any point in time.
Are we allowed to say his name or do we get sued?
I actually don't know. Okay. I think you can just say it.
We're allowed to? And is he going to play this week? Because it is a football activity.
It is football.
I know he hates doing this.
He doesn't like it. He's been is the number one receiver in the
giant
draft
pain
for,
in the ass. Wait,
for
I'm
years.
Sorry.
Right? And what happens when you're up the top, everybody's just finding reasons why you shouldn't be there. We forgot that dude's awesome. People are going to be doing that, oh my God, type reaction to what he does starting week number one. He is going to have a ridiculous year.
He's really good. He better be, because man, is he a pain in the tuchus, that guy. But he's a good football player, no doubt about that. And we're talking about football, so.
It's football stuff.
Yay! Just don't try to buy his jersey.
Whoa!
Oh, man. We've done overrated and underrated teams. Give me your overrated and underrated player here going into 2024.
That is tough.
Overrated, underrated player. All right. Underrated player, Kyler Murray. Again, I don't think he's a world beater. I don't think he's a top five quarterback or anything, but people have forgotten how effective they were at times with maybe mediocre personnel there in Arizona. I think it's been sort of make a chicken salad out of you know what, but when that guy's healthy and around, he's dangerous. People remember that playoff performance where I think it was the Rams dared him to stay in the pocket on their way to a Super Bowl. They beat the brakes off of him in Arizona. And people think, oh, he stinks. That can be a pretty good weapon in a lot of regular seasons. So I'm going to say he's underrated. In terms of overrated, that is a hard one for an individual player.
I'll give you an underrated one.
Give me that.
I think Trevor Lawrence of the Jags got paid this offseason, led to the discourse on how terrible he is and overrated he is and not good he is. A very, very solid quarterback. Somewhere between generally going to be in the 10 to 15 range in the NFL. I think when we ranked it out, we had him in the 14 to 16 range or whatever, but like, as an example, the Jaguars are playing the Dolphins, a favorite to make the playoffs again in Miami. Do I like him less than Tua Tagovailoa, who just got more money than him and is a franchise QB who's going to put up 4,500 yards again? No, absolutely not. I do not. So I'll say Trevor Lawrence is underrated.
So overrated, we were just talking to TJ Reeves about it. I think you got the best you're ever going to see from Baker Mayfield. I don't think that's who he is. I think we got a much bigger sample that says it's a much lower completion percentage. It's a highly less effective. It's more turnover prone. It's more sacks. It's more, you know, saying weird cryptic barking things at teammates and running guys who would like to get paid under the bus and all sorts of other stuff that has led him to be on 900 teams in about 5 minutes, numbers approximate. They got the best Baker Mayfield's ever going to be last year, and they got fooled and lulled into it. I don't think you're going to see what he did again.
Overrated.
It's hard, right?
I'm tempted. It's got to be a player, though, yeah? Like, I'm tempted to go Jim Harbaugh year one, because I just think that there's this a lot of thought that the Chargers are going to have the Harbaugh pixie dust and be better than everyone thinks. And I don't see it in the first year. I don't think they have the talent. But I'll stick with a player. This is going to sound like I don't like this guy, and people that listen for a long time know that I actually love the player. Aaron Rodgers, I guess. Same reason. Everyone thinks he's just going to show up and the Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl. That's not really how football works typically. I know that getting a ton better at quarterback does make a big, big difference, and they're built around him very, very well. But he's old. He's coming off a really serious injury. I just have my questions. I'll apologize in advance for that, but I got some questions.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.